Blog Talk Radio.
Rampage is massive, Rampage is fun, but Rampage also comes down to one thing. The relationship I have with my best friend George, who's a gigantic albino gorilla. Much like the relationship I have in real life with my dogs and my horses, and they still pee on my things. Enjoy Rampage.
I rescued George when he was 2 years old.
He's not just a friend, he's family.
But last night, something happened. George? It's okay. What happened? You're scared. It's okay. George, it's okay to be scared. It's okay. Oh.
If the mirror, is he considerably bigger?
No, he's definitely bigger.
Welcome, everybody. I am Travis Hoffman of the Punch Drunk Critics, and I'm here today because I've got a special interview with Jason Lyles. Now, that clip you just heard, introduced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, was for his new film Rampage, which is out in theaters now. And it's, you know, he's talking about, you know, his relationship with his best buddy, George, in the film. And George is a albino silverback gorilla. Now, one of the cool things about the film is that it's not all CGI monsters running around. The role of George is actually played by Jason Lyles in a motion capture suit similar to Andy Serkis and the great Terry Notary have done in previous films. So I had a chance to talk with Lyles about starring alongside Johnson in the film and playing his best buddy, George. And he talks about his training. He went through 6 months of extensive training, working alongside Terry Notary and picking up some tricks of the trade from Andy Serkis as well. So here is that interview. I hope you enjoy it. Talk to me a little bit about Rampage. You get to work alongside Dwayne Johnson. I saw the movie just a couple of days ago, actually, and really had fun with it.
Great.
Talk to me a little bit about your preparation to get into the role of playing George, his silverback gorilla pal.
Yes. It was a lot of research. It was about 6 months research before I ended up training with Terry Notary, and in that 6 months, I was watching every documentary I could. I was going to the LA Zoo and just sitting there for hours watching the gorillas be gorillas, looking at all the Planet of the Apes films with Andy Serkis and Terry Notary, and watching behind the scenes, watching every interview with Andy Serkis and Terry Notary, researching Coco the gorilla, because that's so close to Davis and George. Coco was raised by Dr. Penny Patterson and taught sign language. And so that was a big source of inspiration. And really, I was just trying to do too much work. I would rather do too much and be too prepared than be like, you didn't get it. Because I wanted it. Working with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, working with Warner Brothers and New Line and Weta and visual effects supervisor Colin Strauss, who I just got done working on Death Note with. So we were really good friends. And so I just studied my butt off every day thinking I might meet with someone in a week, every week. But it wasn't for about 5 or 6 months till I got a call, and I went in and met with Terry Notary, and he gave a thumbs up to production. And if you don't know who Terry Notary is, for the listeners, he's King Kong in Kong Skull Island. He's in all the Planet of the Apes. He trained everybody in Planet of the Apes. He's incredible. He's the guy.
Yes. He was also in the square just a few months ago, Oscar.
Yes, of
Oscar
course.
Oscar film.
Well, you get to see him as a human.
Yes,
being a chimp.
Playing an ape. You get to see him as a human playing an ape.
it was Planet of the Apes minus the visual effects. Just him shirtless. So awesome to see him in that. So we hooked up. They hooked him to train me, and we were in the Santa Monica Mountains every day for weeks. I'm following him around, logging miles and hundreds of hours on the arm extensions, and sitting and meditating for hours, because that's just kind of, you know, if you watch a gorilla at the zoo, they'll sit there for a couple hours. Their natural state is basically what we define as meditation. Mm-hmm. And they don't think in terms of past past and future. They're just right here, right now, and they're engaged in their senses and what they hear, what they feel, and what they see. Mm-hmm. And so kind of Carrie teaching me to turn off my brain, which I'm already a meditative person. I practice meditation, so I had a couple years of a foundation going in. Mm-hmm. But he just guided me into that, to seeing as a gorilla and thinking or not thinking as a gorilla, feeling as a gorilla. And it was a deep transformative process that showed me a lot about myself, a lot about acting that I had never experienced, really, really going deep into a character. Because Terry's hardcore and he will push you. And I'm so glad he did. I couldn't found out about this role without visual effects supervisor Colin Strauss, and I could not have played George without Terry Notary. No way.
Wow. Was this your, this is a really big movie, a really big blockbuster, but was this your most extensive your most extensive time doing motion capture in your career?
Yeah, it was the first time. Actually, I'd never done motion capture before. And so that was one thing in my research, I was like, okay, well, what do I need to know for motion capture? And what I very quickly found out was nothing. Because in motion capture and performance capture, it's the crew, it's the visual effects that need to know how to capture your performance. The actor does nothing different. That I heard Andy Serkis preach it in every interview, and Terry, and it's the same. You're creating a character physically, psychologically, and vocally, and you're just wearing different makeup and different wardrobe. That's really as simple as it is. You just have to, a big question that Andy Serkis is, I've seen him get in interviews, is what tips do you have to get into motion capture, be a great motion capture actor? And he says, be a great actor.
Be a great actor.
Some will be performance capture, some won't. But it's the actor, it's all the same. It really is.
Right. And Andy, he does plenty of acting, that does not require any kind of, performance capture, anything like that. He does plenty of roles on his own. Of course, people have seen him in they just saw him in Black Panther, and he does other things as well.
He's a great man. What an actor.
Yeah, he is. He's a really great actor. So what was it like on set? Because it looks like, to me, it looks like one of those sets that is just a lot of fun, it's based on a video game. The movie is kind of silly, it seems like everybody's having a good time. Was that what it was like on set for you as well?
Yeah, it was the time of my life. I mean, and everyone too, the people that we all worked with, cast and crew and everyone, they were everyone was so loving and everyone was so supportive and so awesome on set. It was just a great energy. I've only done so many movies, so I had to ask other people recently, like, is that typical? Like, is that something? They're like, no, that was special. Like, sometimes you're on something, you're, I hate everyone here. I hate that I'm here. I just want to leave. But every day, some days were quote unquote fun, but challenging, because when you've seen it, George gets emotional. And when you see the behind the scenes for some of those emotional scenes, my face is covered in tears and snot. I mean, I was, for hours on end, take after take after take, having to just have a panic attack basically sometimes, and just sometimes shaking after takes. And so it was exhausting, but I had so much fun finding that in myself and channeling that. It was like lucid dreaming while being awake is the best way I can describe it. I felt like, oh my gosh, I am a gorilla, and I'm just living as a gorilla for hours. This is amazing.
There really is, like you mentioned, there really is this unique bond between George and Julian Johnson's character, Davis Okoye.
Yeah.
Did you and Johnson get to, that kind of thing doesn't just come naturally. Did you guys kind of get a chance to talk and bond and kind of get to know one another while you're working together on set?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, there were a lot of days where, I mean, the first couple of days, I didn't say anything to him as Jason until the end of the day. I was just George. I wanted to help him not see a guy in gray PJs wearing a bunch of dots and on sticks. I wanted him to see George. And so they would come on set, and I've already been on set for like an hour while they're setting up the shot, just walking around the space as George, getting into whatever just happened before the scene we're about to do. But there were lighter days. But not many, but there are some scenes that are a little lighter emotionally. and physically where I could actually kind of be Jason and chat with him and get to know him. And Terry Notary was a big part in coaching me and training me and guiding me to this place where I understood the relationship before I ever met Dwayne, between George and Davis. I understood that these two, they're Han and Chewie, is how director Brad Peyton described it to me. They're best friends, they're brothers, they're father, son, and the love between the two of them is unshakable and so deep. And so Terry really got me to a place where when you look at Davis, we have to see that love. We have to, don't show it to me. Don't look at me. Look at, see how I love him. Don't, but you have to feel it. So somewhere inside of you, you don't have to tell it to me, but you need to find something that when you look at Dwayne, when you look at Davis, that love has to be real coming out of your eyes. Which it's really not that hard to look into Dwayne Johnson's eyes and be like, oh, you're so awesome. I love you so much, dude. Oh, that's pretty easy. He makes that really easy. Especially when he's looking back the same, like, oh, you're my man. I'm like, I am your man. Oh, I love you.
Before we go, were you a fan of the Rampage video games before you ever, you know, got into the movie?
Yes, I remember playing. I'm too young to have been in the arcade when the original came out, but I remember playing the one on Nintendo 64, Rampage World Tour, which I still have, actually. I still have a copy of it. Now it's on my shelf. And plus, one of the creators of the game gave me a brand new one with, like, still in shrink wrapping as a gift, which is amazing. But I remember playing that, and I played it with my best friend at the time, and just hours and hours on that. I mean, the multiplayer in that was so much fun. And so to get to – I'm a huge video game nerd. I still have every Nintendo system in my closet, from the NES and the original brick-sized Game Boy.
Fellow video game freak. I love it.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm a huge video game. So to get to be in a video game adaptation of one that I played with Dwayne Johnson and the amazing cast and with Weta, like, I was a Lord of the Rings nerd. And everything since then, to get to – it was awesome, man. But, yeah, I hope they make a new game. I hope they have one for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Like, I would buy that immediately, and I think a lot of fans would love to see that return. I know there's one at Dave and Buster's. I went there and played that with a couple of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they were playing as Ralph and Lizzie, and I was George at Hollywood and Highland a few days ago. That was a lot of fun, just playing that game with some kids who were excited for the movie to come out.
I'm sure if the movie's a hit, there'll be a video game that follows up soon after.
Got it.
So, before we go, what's up for you? What's up for you next? You got anything in the works that we should know about?
Well, I recently I can't go into detail yet. There's something I recently finished and am a part of that you know of, but you don't know I'm in it, and it's a while away. That won't be till next year. So yeah, I'll let you and the fans be like, what? I can't wait to talk about that. Really awesome. Awesome movie. And then we're looking at a couple things next. Don't know what. Maybe another video game adaptation. There's some great ones out there that are getting going. They're making Uncharted. They're going to make a Halo miniseries. But there are a couple things. And we're looking at some human roles too. Maybe take a break for a couple roles from the death gods and the creatures and the animals. As much fun as I have playing them.
You're talking about Weta, you know, they're working on a Lord of the Rings Amazon series, so you never know, man.
Oh, well, you know I have my eye on that. I definitely have my eye on that. Maybe I'll get a chance at Smeagol or something. That'd be pretty awesome. I don't know if I want that role, following Andy Serkis or that. I don't know how you even begin to do that.
Yeah, you can always ask him for pointers, though.
yeah.
No, but this has been great, man. And maybe when you get a chance, when you're allowed to, we'll get a chance to talk to you about that upcoming project you've got coming up.
Yeah, I'd love to. It'll be the talk next year for sure. It's going to be a big fun one. So I can, I'd love to come back.
Actually, yeah, awesome. I'd love to talk to you. So definitely. Let's try and make that happen. Thank you, Jason. This has been great. Rampage comes out this Friday, and I really enjoyed it. I think people are going to like it. Thanks a lot, man. Thank you.
Of course, yeah. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, everybody go have fun. It's just a wild, crazy, action-packed ride. Get some popcorn and sit back and have a blast.
All right. That was my interview with Jason Lyles talking about his role in Rampage alongside Dwayne Johnson. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to now speculate on what that movie is he's talking about next year. What's the big movie for next year? Avengers 4? Think he's got a role in that? That movie's going to be the talk of next year. Now I'm curious. Well, let the speculation begin. Thank you very much. Bye.